The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday, day three of me, Seth Mila, sitting in for the Jerry Bader Program. Great to have you with us. Phone number, of course, 888-455-1360. All right, first off is some breaking news out of the Ukraine. Looks like two Ukrainian fighter jets have been shot down. The area, Kiev, is accusing Moscow of sending more arms to the separatists. And, of course, Vladimir Putin is saying, no, it's not, no, not us. Not us. We're not doing anything. Apparently, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry says that two Sukhoi 25 fighters were shot down in the afternoon there. It's morning here, over an area called Savormoglia. The planes may have been carrying up to two crew members. They believe the crew members punched out. They are looking for them, but they do not know if they survived getting shot down, the ejection process, and apparently a search party is out looking for them. Reuters has reported that Kiev has blamed the latest incident on pro-Russian separatists. It is also these same individuals that are believed to have shot down the Malaysian airliner last Thursday, killing all 298 aboard. I was having a conversation yesterday afternoon with a Marine colonel, who is currently at the Pentagon, and he's a recent graduate of War College. And the conversation started off very ominous. He said, you understand, of course, that currently we have far more conflicts, far more hot points than what ignited World War I. And I think we're all aware of this. We have a hot point in Israel as they go after the Hamas terrorists. We have tension within Iraq as various groups are trying to fight for their government. We have a little bit of tension going on in Iran as a let me put it to you this. The president of Iran right now is trying to make him look moderate so that he can appease and appeal to the Western governments. Make no mistake, he is not a moderate. And that the conflict there is staged. It is for our purposes. It is for our entertainment. The extremist Muslims have a belief system that it is perfectly okay and encouraged to lie to the infidel in order to get them to cooperate or do what they want. So when you hear the president of Iran say, they want to work with the West, they want this, they want that, they want to cooperate, it's a lie. So one more bit of kindling to just toss onto the fire. Ukrainian fighter jets have been shot down in basically the same area that the Malaysian airliner went down. We will keep an eye on that, and we will bring to you any developments that pop up. I think one of the things that I was thinking about with this particular circumstance is, what does this say about the individuals who are looking to bring the Ukraine under Russian rule? Okay. Now, you know, Kiev recently went voluntarily at the end of a gun, voluntarily turned themselves back over to Russian rule. From all intents and purposes, Vladimir Putin wants the rest of the Ukrainian area to come back under Russian rule. Some advisors are saying not only does he want the Ukrainian area to come back under Russian rule, he wants most of the former Soviet bloc countries back under Russian rule. Keep in mind who Vladimir Putin is, former KGB. He is a hardline communist. And he would very much like to see the glory days of Russia returned, especially under his watch. So with that in mind, this is the individual. This is the type of people that Vladimir Putin is encouraging, is arming, and is supporting. A group, regardless of whether or not it was a mistake to shoot down the Malaysian airliner, many indications are that it was a mistake. Some people believe it was intentional. But look at what's happened in the aftermath. We have reports of these Russian separatists taking control of the crash site, drunkenly rummaging around through the evidence, moving airplane parts, being belligerent to authorities that show up, even firing at them, firing up in the air, drunk. Is that the type of government that you want to turn over? I'm talking, you know, if you were a Ukrainian, is this what you want to be running your country? What does this say about the Russian leadership? What does this say about Russia and what they think of? They really don't care about what's going on. What they care about, quite clearly, is just simply getting the area back under their control. They will use these lawless separatists to their own means, cause trouble, cause civil dissent, possibly civil war if possible, and then swoop in like the great savior and say, oh, well, we can solve all this. We'll simply take control here and everything will be fine. Father Russia will take good care of you. Mother Russia, sorry. So this is a means to an end, I believe. This is part of what I believe is Vladimir Putin's master plan. I don't think he has, I don't think he is wavering at all. I don't think he's guessing. I think quite clearly he is doing all of this organized and coordinated and controlled. So there it is. As more develops, we'll keep in mind. We've got a lot of things on the domestic front that I want to talk about this morning. Let's just kind of ease into the White House, shall we? There's a new book coming out, supposedly written from information from Secret Service. And in this book, it is saying that Bill Clinton apparently has not lost his touch. That Slick Willie apparently still has girlfriends on the side, one of which has been described as a rather buxom blonde who visits, every once in a while in their home, in the Clinton home in Chappaqua, whenever Hillary happens to be out of town. As a matter of fact, it is so coordinated that Bill's security detail keeps in touch with Hillary's security detail. And whenever Hillary is out of town, the mistress makes her way over to the house. Ronald Kessler is the author of a book called The First Family Detail. Secret Service Agents Reveal the Hidden Lives of Presidents. It's coming out early next month. Now, this book has met with some critical bashing, saying, it's just it's a tell-all book and there's nothing in it that's really of substance and truth and so forth. However, he's the guy that broke the story of the Secret Service agents that while they were protecting President Obama in Cartagena, Colombia, this is the guy that broke the story that they were hiring prostitutes and were drunk, etc., etc. So the book is saying that this mistress, this secret mistress that is one of Bill's favorites right now, even has a call sign, a code name by the Secret Service. Her name's the Energizer. Mm-hmm. Apparently, also, there are orders to the Secret Service that when she arrives, quote, you don't stop her, you don't approach her, you just let her go right on in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kessler is reporting that Hillary's Secret Service detail informs Bill's detail when the former First Lady is coming home, so Bill has enough time to get the Energizer off the property and, straighten the place up a little bit. They said that one time the warning came a little late and Secret Service agents had to scramble to get the Energizer out of there so that there wasn't a big confrontation. The book also says that Hillary is routinely quite rude to her Secret Service agents. She is also nasty to agents and hostile to law enforcement officers and military in general. Agents consider being assigned to the former First Lady as punishment. So we've got that. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, there's some interesting stories about our former First Lady and former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. If you remember correctly, while she was on tour for her book, Hard Choices, she made it very clear that she hasn't smoked pot and that she's not an advocate of it. Huh. Well, some friends of hers say that may not be true. And we're going to go down that lane when we come back. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to run down the story of Hillary and what has been reported as her enthusiasm for giggleweed. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. The phone number 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.